did Shaul strike a seder? David, when he asked the question, he didn't ask the question in the right seder. The Yachziru like a seder, but the Umbatumim answered it back in the right way. Like Rashi says, Shleik a seder, Hoyel Elishal Hayerit Shoyel. First, David HaMelech should ask, should I go down there or not? And then he should have said, Hayaskiruni, would I be given over to them or will I be freed from them? Lefikach, therefore, Heshivu ala royal Elishal Rishon. Therefore, the Umbatumim Hashem answered him back on what you should have asked first. Your first question should have been, should I go down to Tikluk? Should I go down to that place or not? And the answer is, yes, go down. Now your second question is, when I go down there, David was running away from Shaul. So he wanted to know, should I go, could I trust these people? If I go down there, they won't give me over to Shaul. So he had two questions. Should I go down there? And if I go down there, will I be taken captured there or not? So the first question is, should I go down there or not? So therefore, the Shechinah answered back, yes, you should go down. Now, V'chivin sheyoda sheshol shleik yaseder, once David saw that he got answered first, second, so he knows that that should have been the first question, like he asked the wrong seder, chaza b'shol kaseder. Then David HaMelech went and asked the question over again, he answered his first question over again secondly now. Shalem, the pasuk later says, hayaski reini ba'le kilo. I see, is the ba'le kilo going to give me over to Shaul? V'yasanoshay b'yad Shaul. Are they going to give me over to Shaul? So you see, David asked this question over again, even though he asked this question before first, but since he saw the answer was the second one, he saw the second question should have been first. So he started over again now. The first question was what he said before, should I go down? And the second question is now, if I go down there, will they give me over to Shaul? For Yemar Hashem, Yaskiru, yes, they'll give you over. So Melo, that's the way you're supposed to ask. One question at a time, and if you ask two, you only get the first answer first. But let's say Rashi learns, if it's very important, you have to know right now both answers, you have to know two questions at one time, then you have a right to ask both questions, and you're not going to give an answer both together. Rashi says, it's very important. Should I go down there? Would I capture them? It's like one question. I have to have both answers very fast. So then you'll have to answer both. That's the way Rashi learns. The Mitzvah learns the Pshat is if one question has to do with the second one, like two questions are totally zebezeh, then you're allowed to ask both at the same time. Shinemar, Vayisho David Bashem Lemar, Ha'erdof Achrei Hagdud, should I run after this army hazeh? Ha'asigen, will I get it? Will I capture them? So it's like both questions are totally zebezeh. Should I run after them and will I capture them? Vayomer Hashem Le'Radoif, yes, run after them. Kiyasik tatsik, kiyatsu tatsu. You'll capture them and you'll be saved. V'yafapi shegzeres novi chazeres. Now, even though when a novi says something, sometimes it could be chazer. Rashi's kugayin shoyena ben amitai. It was said they'll destroy the city and he didn't destroy the city. So, even though a novi says something, sometimes it could go retracted. Mashen ken gzeres umu betumim ena chazeres. Whatever comes out from the betumim never comes back. It's never retracted. Whatever the Torah says, always is Mekuyim. Shenem the Apostle says, B'mishpat Urim. The Mishpat Rashi says, K'din Sheinu Chozer. Like a Psak Din, you can't be Chozer anymore. Lama Nikra Shmon Urim V'tumim. Why was the Urim V'tumim called it? Urim means Shemir and Estevrayim. The words came out very light. In other words, we understood them. Rashi says, Meforsh and Estevrayim. They explained it very well. And Tumim, Shemashlim and Estevrayim. Like whatever they said always happened. It was always mashim, and they never retracted what they said. V'im toim, you can ask the question, I begive us Binyamin, mifnei malo yeshlimu. But we went to fight Binyamin there, they went one time and they didn't win. They won a second time also, they lost. Only the third day, they won the Mechama. So how come the first 2 days, like the Urbatum didn't tell them this? The teretz was, heim loy bichnu. The first 2 days, they didn't ask the right question. They did not ask if we win the war or not. Im lenatzeich, im li natzeich. He did not ask the question, will we win the war or not? In the third day, by the Maaseh Binyamin there, when they went to ask Hashem, will we win the war or not? Then Eskimu, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, yes, you win. Shenem the Pasuk says, Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron, Oymed Lefonov, Vayom HaMehem Lemer, Ho'oysev Oy Lotis Lomachoma, Im B'nei Binyamin Achi, Im Echto, should I go or should I not? Vayom HaShem Olu, Hashem said, yes, go up. Ki Mochar Et Nenu B'yotcho, because tomorrow I'll give them over to you. In other words, the third day they finally asked, will we win or will we won't win? Mashenka, the days before, they didn't say that. So So therefore, the Urim Tumim never said something like to be chayzer. The Urim Tumim maybe just said go up to fight, but it didn't say you win the war, because that wasn't the question. So therefore, the first 2 days they went up to war, they lost. But the third day, then they won. So the Mara Kate said Nasis. How was the Kohen Gadol able to read the Urim Tumim? How did he know what the answer was? Like he asked the question from the Urim Tumim. Should we go to have war? The Meshuvach Mechami asked the question, or the Kohen Gadol asked the question, other questions. How do you know what the answer was? So it's a machlokes. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Boltos. He said, Urim V'Tumim, we'll soon see, it was written the names of the 12 Shvatim. So there were Aleph Beis written on the Urim V'Tumim. So the answer was Berlut. In other words, if the answer was Allah to go up, so an Ayin, a Lamed, and a Hey was sticking out, and this happened, it was Berlut. It stuck out. So the Kohen Gadol was able to read the Oisiyos that was sticking out, he was able to read Ola. The Drashi Boltos, the Oisiyos Boltos, are going Ayin Mishimin, Lamed Milevi, Hey Miyehuda, Leimer Ola, the Cholachas Eina Zosimim Koima, but no Ois moved out of its place, Ela Baletas, it just came out a little bit, Mim Koima, Vum Mitzarfen, and the Kohen Gadol was able to read them. That's a Yechidin Shita. Resh Lakash Shamanoi Mitzarfes. No, the words got mixed around. The words itself got mixed around, you were able to read a whole new sentence. Not that Stam Oisis was boiled, stuck out, but Enechlam, when this happened, the words got twisted around, and he was able to read a complete sentence there, like whatever it would be. For the Gemara Kasha, I will loik siv boi tzadi, and you go through the Yud Bei Shvotim, you don't have a tzadik there. So Rashi says, b'chol ha-shvotim, v'yim tzorach ha-goyim v'ha-tzel tatzel me'echi bo. If you want to read Hatzel Tatzel, how are you going to read it in the Urim Tumim that doesn't have a tzadik there? Teretziz, Omra Shmuel Barab Yitzchok, Avram Yitzchok V'Yakov Ksiv Shom. Their names are also there. The Yovas are also written on the Urim Tumim. The other tzadik from Yitzchok. For the Gemara V'Loi Ksiv Tess, in both the Yovas and in the Shvotim, you don't have a test. So what do? You have to have a test. Omra Avachab, Rab Yaakov, Shiftei Yeshurin Ksiv Shom. It's also written Shiftei, with a test. So if you have a test there also. For the Gemara Meisivei, Kol Koyin She'enem Adava B'Ruach HaKodesh. If a Kohen cannot talk with Ruach HaKodesh, or Shechina Shoralov, he doesn't have the Shechina upon him, ain't Shoralim boy, he's not allowed to ask a question from Durim Betumim. Sharei Shoyal Tzodik. Tzodik HaKohen asked a question, V'yosloi, and he got an answer. Masmi was about Ruach HaKodesh. V'yos, which was a Kohen Gadol, asked the question, V'loyosloi, he didn't get an answer. Masmi, because he didn't have the Shechina, he didn't have the Ruach HaKodesh. Shenema V'yalav Yosar Atoim, Kolom, like he went down, he became Ois Kohen Gadol. So Churitz Mashma, that since you have to have Ruach HaKodesh, it's Mashma, the way the Urim Tumim went, was Ruach HaKodesh. Not like we're saying now, he was able just to read the words on the Urim Tumim. If you just have to read the words, so what do you have to have Ruach HaKodesh for? Any Kohen Gadol should be able to read the Urim Tumim. Since we're saying it's Halacha, you can only read it if you have Ruach HaKodesh, the Churitz Mashma, it's only read through Ruach HaKodesh, and not really you could read the Oisius there. Terence is known. So you were having Messiah Vadayu. No. Really what happened was, either like Rabbi Yochanan says, the Oisius was sticking out the way you're supposed to read it. The rest like Rosh Lakish, the Oisius changed around. He was able to read it. But the pshat was, when did Shas Nisim happen? Only if you're a person that you can help along this nest. If you're a person that you have Ruach HaKodesh, then this helps along the nest to happen. But not that you're able to read it Stam with Ruach HaKodesh. Lamaisa, you read it because either the words were turned around like Rosh Lakish, or else like Rabbi Yochanan, the ayin stuck out, a lamed stuck out, you're able to read Olo. But avad, you read it. Just you needed your Ruach HaKodesh to help the nest take place. V'yei Shelo Melech L'Melech. You're only allowed to ask the question only L'Melech, to a king. A king can ask the question. Minon Emili, how do we know? The Mishnah says, who has the right to ask questions for Numa Tumim? Not any Yaakov Yosef has the question, he can't come to ask. Only a king or an Av Bezdin or Tzarchet Tzivik could ask questions from the Umar Tumim. How do we know this? Minohan Emili. Omer Rabbi Avua. The Yom HaKor, the Pesach says, Lefnei Elosar HaKoyin Yamoy, Shistein, V'sho Aloy, V'mishpaturim. As he was a Kohen Gadol now, you can ask him to ask the Umar Tumim. So we dashin that Lefnei Elosar HaKoyin Yamoy, V'sho Aloy, who's there, Melech? The Pesach says, Rashi says, to Rabbi Yeshua Mishto Yikro. Pesach says, Jesus there, it says, that, who, where's the voice? The Pesach there says, who? Who means Zemelech? V'chol b'nei Yisrael itoi zem meshruch mechama. V'chol a'ida zu Sanhedrin. That the Sanhedrin has the right to ask the question. The meshruch mechama has the right to ask the question. When he's there b'shas mechama, he has the right to ask the question, are we going to win or not? And no other than the melech has the right. Rashi, mi shekol b'nei Yisrael itoi lotes l'mechama achrov. And that's going on the kaim meshruch mechama. So these people have a right to ask questions from the Umbetumim. But not anybody, a private child, you can't ask the Umbetumim. Yehadron Alecha Bola Kohen Gadol. Yoy Makipurim An Yom Kippur Oso Ba'achilu B'shtiyah. It's Midiraisa, you're not allowed to drink, you're not allowed to drink. If Yido, you drink on Yom Kippur Shir, you chayiv Koros. Uv'rechitza, some learn it's only Midirabon and the others in Uyim, that you're not allowed to wash yourself. Whether with hot water, whether with cold water, you're not allowed to wash yourself, even your hands, any part of your body, on Yom Kippur. Over Sicha, you can't rub yourself, you can't smear yourself oil on your body and rub yourself, that's also on Yom Kippur. Over Nilas HaSandal, you're not allowed to wear shoes that has leather, it's also. Over Tashma Shamiti, you can't be with your wife on Yom Kippur. These things are also. And the Samachlaikis Rishonim, some Rishonim learn these are only also in the Rabbonin, the Heyinuyim. That's why we'll soon see certain Kulis. And some say no, really it's like a teretz, really it's us in Midiraisa. Just the Torah didn't say clearly what the Anuyim are. So the Torah gave it over to the Rabbonin. The Rabbonin have a right to explain what did the Torah mean. That's what the next part of the Mishnah says. V'yaha melech v'yaha kala yirchatsu es p'neim. The Rabbonin saw fit to say that a king, he has a right to wash his face on Yom Kippur. Who had in a kala? Anisha just got married the first 30 days after the chasna, she's called a kala, she has the right to wash her face also. See if you say it's only Yosem the Rabbonin will make her for a king or for a kala, she shouldn't get be disgusted by her husband. They just got married, they want it to look nice. If you learn the Ran speaks out, that's Midiraisa, this is the same machlokes we have by Melechas and Cholomoyed. On Cholomoyed, there are shitas to learn, you're not allowed to do Melechas Midiraisa. And Cholomoyed, really, all the Lama Tess Melochas are awesome on at Cholomoyed. Just the Torah gave over the Rishus to Rabbonim to explain when should it be Yosef and when not. So the Klolim we have on Yom Kippur, the Klolim we have on Cholomoyed, that a Dover Ovid is Mutter, or certain times a Dover Ovid, or Tzarchim Moyed, the Pshat is Rabbonim saw fit to tie up. That's what the Torah meant to say. And the same thing here also. The Rabbanan have a right to dash in the Torah to say, this is a swear what the Torah meant. The Torah meant to say that a melech and a kala should have a right. They have a right to wash their face on Yom Kippur. And the other shritas are no, these are only also with the Rabbanan. Vaita v'achaya, Anisha just gave birth, tino lesa sandal. She has the answer to wear shoes. And we'll see in the Gemara, because Anisha just gave birth, she's very cold. Her feet will be cold, there'll be a sakana for her, therefore she's allowed to wear shoes on Yom Kippur. Divri Abilez, that's Rabbi Lezer Shrita. The Chacham Moishin, the Chacham say no, the Chacham hold all these cases are also. Even for Melech, for Kala, we weren't matter. We'll see in the Gemara, could be there are cases, when even though according to Chachamim, it's Mutter. That's also Mashma, these Klolim, that either it's Midi Rabbonin, or else the Torah gave it over to the Rabbonin to touch up what is the Yisr. Vaita the Mishnah says, Ho'oicho ke'koyseve sagasa. What's the Shia to be Chayiv Chorus of Yidon Yom Kippur? Not like usually a Kazayis, because usually the Torah says, Lo Yisoicho, don't eat. Eating means a kezayis. Here by Yom Kippur, the Torah doesn't say loshen loisoichel. The Torah says it has to be meunah. Loisunah, the pasuk says. You have to be pain and give yourself pain. So what's called giving yourself pain? Calls man ha'oichel k'kasev ha'sagasa. If you eat a shear of a big date, the size of a date, that's what you're chayif for. That takes away like the hunger. That takes away inui. Ha'oichel k'kasev ha'sagasa. If you eat like a big date, k'moiho v'chagir nosa. The size of the date with its pit inside. If you eat that size of food, then you chayiv koros. Hu adin v'yashoyse. If you drink liquid on Yom Kippur, not the shear of a revius or the shear of a rukzayis, but rather mole lugmav. If you drink the shear of a mole lugmav, one size full of your cheeks, one cheek full of liquid inside, then you chayiv. That's the shear also of yisuvei daitem. If you drink this much, it makes you satisfied. That's the shear to be chayiv for Yom Kippur. A mole lugma. We'll see in the Gemara exactly what the shear is. Then you chayiv koros. Vaita Mishnah says, Kol ha'oich le mitztaf nukl kesebes. If you eat, let's say, a half of a date worth of apple and a half of a date worth of a pear, so you chayiv. The two shiurim are the same. Therefore, it's mitztaf you chayiv. We call hamashkim mitztafin. If you drink a chatzim mole lugma of orange juice and drink a chatzim mole lugma of milk, you chayiv. All different mashkim mitztaf. La mole lugma. Since they have two different shurim, if you eat a half a kesevis, a half a day heat, and you drink a half of a mother lugmav, you're potter from karas. You're not chayiv karas on Yom Kippur. You can't put these two shurim together. Since they have different shurim, they're not yisuvah daitoy. If you eat less than a kesevis, it doesn't satisfy you. You're still potter from Yom Kippur, midiraisa. At least a chayiv, you're potter from karas. If you drink less than a mother lugmav, it didn't satisfy you. And you have less than this and less than that together, still you're not satisfied, therefore you're potter from karas. So to Gemara. The Mishnah says, also, Yom Kippurim also b'achila. What does also mean? Don't do it, that's all. It's an issa. For the Gemara, Oynish karasu. The Mishnah should have said much stronger. The Mishnah should have said, if you eat and drink on Yom Kippur, you chayiv karas. Why does the Mishnah just say also? It's mashma stam, there's an issa involved. It should have said a bigger thing, you chayiv karas. Have the Gemara. Amr Rabbi Ilo, Vitaimer Rabbi Yimya, Lo Nitzucho El Lechatzi Shir. The Chiddush is that on Yom Kippur, Yon Yed Echatzi Shir, Yed Hef of a Kesevis. That in such a case, you're potter from Karis, but I call upon him, it's awesome in the Raisa. And we'll soon see, we hold Chatzi Shir is awesome. So Mer says, no. Ho Nich Laman Di Yomar Chatzi Shir is awesome in a Torah. It's very good what the Mishnah says awesome. El Laman Di Yomar Chatzi Shir Mutim in a Torah, Mayik Lameimah. Hey, the Avi Miner is Chatzi Shir Mutter. It's Mamish Mutter. It's not even Osir with the Rabbanon. So if it's Mutter, what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? How could the Mishnah say Stam is Osir? Teat and drink on Yom Kippur. The Mishnah should have said Fakert. There's a Chiyuv Koras, Kosa Monashach. If you ate the Shir, you Chayuv Koras. If you didn't eat the Shir, you take a Potter. So why does the Mishnah say Lashon of Osir? According to Mashlok, it says Akasha. So Gemara says the Yitma. We learned like this: Chatzi Shir. Anytime a Torah says a shear and you don't eat half of that shear, Reb Yechon Amar Osim in a Torah. It's Osim in the Raisa. You don't get the Einish, you don't get Chiyuv Karish, you don't get Malkus, but I call upon him as an Isim in the Raisa, it's Osim. Resh Lokesh Shama Mutim in a Torah. Mid the Raisa, it's Mutatidit. And we'll see, we dash him. Sukkim Rashi brings down, how do we know Chatzi Shir is Osim? Next, we'll go into the Gemara later, talks about how we have the Psukim, how do we know Chatzi Shir is Osim? But I call upon the Kashra is according to Resh Lakish that holds that smutter. Why does the Mishnah say Loshen of Asur Mamonashach? If ye the shear, ye chayiv karas if ye don yom kippum. If ye less than the shear, it's smutter. So what's the Loshen Asur? Have the Gemara. Moide Resh Lakish also mid Rabbonin. Mid Rabbonin Resh Lakish is also moide chatzis shear is Asur. True mid Yerayis it's smutter, but mid Rabbonin though it's also tina chatzis shear. So when the Mishnah says the Loshen of Yom Kippurim Asur Machila, it means mid Rabbonin. For the Gemara, if that's the case, that Chatzi Shir is only Osim the Rabbonin, loy nechayiv olay korban shvua. You should not, if you make a shvua and you eat pochus mikashir, what is din is your osir? And you have to bring a korban, there shouldn't be an issa shvur on it. It's not Osim the Raisa. It's Rashi Hochi, le Resh Lakish, Osim mim the Rabbonin, of loy nechayiv olay korban shvua. Ha nishpa shlo yoicha Chatzi Shir, midover osir, vi ochol loy nechayiv olay korban shvua bitun. The Kaim was after Shavuos, Nishpil HaKaim is the Mitzvah like Kaim Potter, or Nishpil HaVatav like Bittu Potter. In other words, the Shavuos shouldn't be Chal, even according to Resh Lakish, the Shavuos shouldn't be Chal. If you made a Shavuos that you not need a Chatzi Shir, and then you go and eat it, well, so on a Dover that's also, most of you have Chazir here, and you make a Shavuos, you not need a Chatzi Shir, so Loch Riz, then you shouldn't be Chayiv a Shavuos. But we'll still see the Klal. It must be like this. Alom Etznan, what have we learned? Shavuos Shloi Oicham. Someone makes a shvua, he won't eat. V'yochal nevelos v'treifas shkotzim r'moshim is chayiv. Someone makes a shvua, he won't eat. And he goes and eats them nevelos v'treifas shkotzim r'moshim. These are things that are osur anyway, midiraisa. Still yechayiv. We have Shimon poiter. Shimon says, no, you poiter. We have Vinobo, the kashvah, the content of Tanakama. Why are yechayiv? The klal is, am I chayiv? Mushva v'yomim mehasinahu. Anything that you're osur midiraisa to do, or the Torah says, don't do it, so you're osur anyway, you can't make a shvua on it. To do it, you already mushvav yom yasinai. You already have like a shvua not to do it. It's like ain't shvua chala shvua. You can't make a second issa on the issa you have already. So you can't make a new issa not teach reifus. You have the issa already midir issa. So what do you mean to say yichayiv? So Rav Shmuel Rav Yechon the army they give an answer. The kelo dvor mamutorim and dvor masurim. And this loshen shvua you did not just stam say you're not gonna eat nevelos to treifus. You said you're not gonna eat stam, which is kelo other things also. So in the Shavua, since it's like a Migo that is chal on this part, is chal on not to eat bread, who would then is chal on the other part also? So, the Kerlo Dvorim HaMutorim in Dvorim HaMutorim. In such a case, then the Shavua could be chal, since this part is chal, the other part is also chal, that's the case that the Shavua is chal. Resh Lakish Shom, Resh Lakish says no. The case that you chayiv it, you speak out clearly. My shvua, I warn after the shvua only in a chatishir. In other words, midiraisa taka a chatishir is mutatit. So it's not mushva b'yayim mehasinai. Now with your lashon shvua, you're coming taser a chatishir, therefore the shvua is very good. Because without the shvua, if you take a chatishir of chazir, you're allowed to eat it. Now because you shvua, you're not allowed to eat it. So it's very good why the shvua is chal. The shvua is coming to eat something more than the Torah said. That's what Shlokash answers. The chatishir b'alibud rabbanin that says usually a regular shvua only means a shir. So if you want to say now a chatishir, you have to speak it out. Oy bistam b'alibud Rabbi Kiva. Or else Rabbi Kiva says no. Anytime you say lashon shvua, automatically you always mean every prat, every small amount. That's what the Shlokash answers. The yomer adam oyser atzma b'chol shu. That Rabbi Kiva's shita is whenever you say a lashon, I'm answering myself. You don't only mean a lashon of a shir, a kezayis. You even mean a kol shu also. So if when you say a shvua, I'm not going to eat chazir, the chiddush of a shvua is, not only can't you eat a kezayis, but even a chati kezayis you can eat. So that's when the shvua is chal. The kasher is though, but according to Rosh Lakish, it's also mid rabbonin, so maybe you mushva mid rabbonin. So I'll call upon mid rabbonin the shvua shouldn't be chal. Oh, we'll still see. Real it's wrong, the rice it shouldn't be chal. Alright, it's late. I will stop. We'll go over this last shal again tomorrow. Yeah, again, last command of Ayin Gimel on the base. Again, the Shaila was, the Mishnah Sarov says, Yom Kippurim is also Bachilu B'shtiyah. You're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to drink on Yom Kippur. So Moros Kashu was, Osir, Einish Karasu. Why only is it Osir? It should be an Itza Karas. We know if you eat or you drink on Yom Kippur, you're Chayat Karas. So first Gemara gave a Teretz was, it's talking about Chatzi Shir. That you didn't eat a Shir either of a Chesevis, or else you didn't drink a Mole Lugmov, that's why it's only Osir. Gemara says that's the machlekes. Hanich leman diyom echatishir is also min atayra, and leman diyom echatishir mutam min atayra. Like lemeimar, diitma like we learned. Chatishir, Rabbi Yechonin omar also min atayra. Rabbi Yechonin says any time the Torah says something you can't eat, or much like chazir, you're not allowed to eat chazir, anything treif. It the iser is always a kezayis. Achila means a kezayis. What about if you eat a chati kezayis here for that shir? It's also also midiraisa. True, you don't get malchus. But it's also midiraisa. Resh Lakish shama mutim in atayra. No, it's mutim in atayra. We'll soon see later in Amud Beis why Rabbi Yechonin says it's also in atayra. So ha nichol Rabbi Yechonin, our Mishnah comes, I go to quote Rabbi Yechonin that says Yom Kippurim osur. You know why the Mishnah only said osur and not chayiv karis? We're talking about yet a half of a date, a half of a date. You did not eat a full date on Yom Kippur, so therefore you don't get karis. But it's also because you ate a half of a date. Rabbi Yechonin says chatishir is also in atayra. Elo l'Resh Lakish, Ma'ikel l'Meimer, Resh Lakish holds it's mutim in Atayra, and the Havim in the Riz is even mutim mit Rabbonin. So Mamonashach, if you ate a shear, the Mishnah should have said, Yechayev Karas. If you didn't eat a shear, why does the Mishnah say it's also altogether? It should be mutim. So my answer is no. Ma'idi Resh Lakish also mit Rabbonin. Resh Lakish is ma'idi that mit Rabbonin there is an Isli Chatzi Shear. Mit Yerais it's mutim, but mit Rabbonin you're not larit. So therefore, the Mishnah is talking about a nisim mid rabbonin and says Yom HaKippurim is also b'chilu b'shtiyam. If you eat less than a kesevis, less than a date, you should know it's only also mid rabbonin. So Mora says Ihochi, that's true. That according to Resh Lakish, it's also mid rabbonin lo nechayiv olei korban shvua. If you make a shvua not to eat something that's also and you eat a chati shir, you shouldn't be over nisim shvua. And we'll soon see you are over the nisim shvua and you have to bring a korban for that. Aloma Tanan, how come we learn like this? Shavua shloi oichel. If somebody made a shavua, I'm not going to eat. And he included even shkotzim. He even included dvarim that are asurim. So we ochal nevelis. He ate a nevela. He ate a kezayis of a nevela. Utreifas. He ate a kezayis of a treifa. Shkotzim uramosim. The locher is chayiv. You see, the shavua is chal. You're not allowed to eat these things, but turns to your shavua. And if you go and eat it, you should know you have a chiv to bring a korban shavua. That's any time you don't listen to Yeshua, you're over by Yachad Devarai, you have to bring a korban shvua also. If you have Shimon Poitim, Shimon says no, you're not chayiv shvua. The Avinu bar the kasher is now according to Tanna Kamma, am I chayiv, why are you chayiv shvua? Like why was your shvua chal altogether? The klal is, mushva v'yomid mehasinahu. Any time the Torah tells you not to do something, that's called like minat Torah, mehasinai, your mushva, not eat nevelis. So the lochr is, a shvua is not chal on that.
A shvuah is only chal on a davar shel reshus, something that you could do and you cannot do. We dash in the psukim milahora lehetiv or es leyachal dvaroi avo mechlu lechefse shemayim. A shvuah is only chal on something that's up to you to do it or not to do it. So I can make a shvuah, yes, I will do it, no, I won't do it. But something that the Torah says you're not allowed to do, you can't make a shvuah on that. Like, ain't shvuah chal al shvuah. So since midiraisi, you're not allowed to eat nevelas, so why was this shvuah chal altogether? So now, if you eat the nevela, true, you're over the yis nevela, but that's all. You should be part of a korban shvuah. So Gemara answers, Rabu Shmuel Rabbi Yechanan, the Amri, they both give an answer, b'koylo dvorm ha-mutorim in dvorm ha-asurim. In this shvuah, not only did you ask that you can't eat nevelas or trefos, you also asked the dvorm ha-mutorim. Like you said, I'm make a shvuah. I'm not going to eat bread today, and I'm not going to eat a nevela today. So migo that this shvuah is chal, no get to the bread, because the bread you're allowed to eat. So now that you make the shvuah, it's also to eat the bread because of the shvuah. So migo the shvuah is chal on this part, it's chal on the other part also. That's a svar from Kailu, from migo. So the Tanakama holds from Kailu migo, and the Rav Shimon doesn't hold from Kailu. Therefore Rav Shimon says the shvuah is still not chal. But this is very good according to Rabbi Yechanan, because Rabbi Yechanan holds Chatzishir was also in that Torah. So there's no way to answer, you only made a Shvuah to ask for a Chatzishir, because even a Chatzishir was also was in that Torah. So therefore Rabbi Yechanan answers, the only way the Shvuah is Chal is Bekoilul, that you added into the Shvuah not only Dvorim HaAsurim, but even Dvorim that you should have been allowed to eat, like bread. So since the shvu is chal on the bread, that now you're not allowed to eat the bread, because of your shvu, who are then the shvu is chal upon the nevelas, treifas, and shkosim? But Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Shlokesh Amar, Rabbi Shlokesh says like this, the Teretz is, that, Iyata moitzei ele b'meforesh, chatzi shir valibu de rabbonin, the only time we'll have a case that the shvu is chal on a nevela, either the Torah says you can't eat a nevela, so how was your shvuah chal not to let you eat a nevela? The Torah says you're speaking out clearly. I'm only asking with my shvuah not to eat a chatzi shvir, not a chatzi shir. The alibi of the rabbanon, according to the rabbanon, in other words, the rabbanon's svara is when you stam say a shvuah, I'm not going to eat something. I mean, astam you meant to eat even a kazayis. You mean to ask her only a kazayis, less than a kazayis. Is not included in your shvuah. Only the meforish. If you explain yourself and say clearly, I'm asking myself now with the shvuah not to eat even a chatzi zayis of treifa. So since you said clearly what you mean, the shvuah is chal even on a chatzi shir. So that's good why the shvuah is chal. Because midiraisa, you're allowed to eat the chatzi shir. It's not mushva. Now only machmas, your shvuah, you're not allowed to eat it. Therefore the shvuah is chal. So how do you have the case of shvuah is chal on a chatzi shir? According to Rabbanan Shita, you have to speak out, you mean, b'davka on a chatzi shir? Or else no,